Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are one of the 10,000 baby boomers that is turning 65 every day in this country, you may be as confused as the other 9,999 who are now qualified to receive Medicare coverage. From Part A to Part D to Medigap, what does it all mean? Here to help us is Joy Watkins, a certified financial planner and director of financial planning at Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Today she's in our studio. Joy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, let's start first of all about the age. It's not really 65. That's when you qualify, but we should probably start planning a little before then, right, for Medicare?
Yes, absolutely. You should start planning several years before you're going to turn 65.
What is the actual date that it becomes effective that you can actually go online and apply?
You can apply online 3 months before the month that you turn 65 and then 3 months after your birthday.
And what happens if you forget and you don't apply?
If you don't apply, then a penalty will occur, and it's a 10% penalty every year that you wait to apply.
The different parts of Medicare now. Part A, what is that?
Okay. Part A is the hospital coverage. You're automatically enrolled in Part A if you reach age 65 and you're already receiving Social Security benefits. If you're under the age of 65, and you have a disability and have been receiving Social Security for at least 24 months, then you'll be enrolled in Part A as well. There's no cost for Part A.
All right, and what about Part B, as in boy?
Yes, Part B is the doctor's visits and other outpatient care. There is a cost for Part B based on your income.
Let's skip to Part D. The drug coverage, D for drugs.
That's right.
And that's relatively new, and that's probably a pretty popular part of Medicare coverage, right?
Yes, it is very popular, and there are several different plans, so you need to make a list of all of the drugs that you take, because the type of drug coverage that is best for you will depend upon, again, the types of drugs that you're taking. Part D is also based on your income. So the higher your income, the higher that premium can be.
And now let's go to the letter we skip, Medicare Part C. What is that all about? We don't hear about that very much.
Part C is Medicare Advantage coverage offered through private insurers who contract with Medicare to provide you with Part A, B, and D. And the types of coverage that are available are HMOs, PPOs, and private fee-for-service plans and medical savings accounts. The advantage to a Medicare Advantage policy is that the premium may be lower than a Medigap policy, but typically your out-of-pocket costs will be higher. The coverage may be limited because you are required to go to network providers, whereas with a Medigap policy, you can see any provider as long as they accept Medicare payments. And also, a Medicare Advantage policy usually covers vision, hearing, and dental, whereas a Medigap policy does not cover that.
And all of this can be very confusing. Are there Medicare consultants that help people with all of this? I'm assuming that, of course, the government has free consultants you can talk to.
Yes, it can be very confusing. The Medicare website, though, is a very good resource to go to. And I would also encourage people to seek out the advice of a professional planner and a insurance professional who specializes in Medicare coverage and Medicare supplemental policies. As long as you sign up when you're eligible, you can't be turned down. So it's guarantee issue for Part A, B, D, a Medicare Advantage policy, and a Medigap policy. So you want to be sure and pay attention to signing up during the eligibility period.
Which is 3 months before 65 and 3 months after 65.
Correct. That's right.
Joy, As always, thanks for your time and for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Joy Watkins is a principal and director of financial planning at Anchor Investment Management in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.